I just think he's a quick study. He loves football. He's been on the big stage before, being at SC. He's like starving for knowledge. Easy to coach. He listens. He can figure out when he's making a mistake and how to correct it. I think that's the biggest thing I've found out about him. He really does not like to make mistakes. It kills him. So therefore, he works hard at not making mistakes, and I think that's what we see on the field.
In terms of improvements from the tight end group, especially now that we're at the halfway point of the season?
We started with a young group, but they really worked hard, and they had an addition. We brought a guy in right at the start of the season, really. We got him on a trade, and it's been a learning process for him, but he's gotten better. He's contributed. He's a little nicked up right now. I hope we have him well when we start back, but I've been impressed. The group's worked hard, and they've done a good job, in my opinion. So,
right before he got hurt, did it seem like he was kind of hitting his stride, where Ben was comfortable with him and he was able to contribute to the offense how you guys envisioned?
Well, I think he had to be here for a little while to learn the terminology and learn everything, and I think he was feeling more comfortable before he got hurt, and hopefully when he comes back, he'll fit right back into that mode.
Le'Veon's been really good in short yardage this year. How do you feel like you guys are coming along overall in terms of your goal line and short yardage runs?
You know, we haven't had a lot of good. We've had the one goal line. It's amazing how much you work on those situations, and haven't had a lot of reps yet at it. I think we had one actual true goal line snap, and we scored on. Short yardage is the same thing. You never know. One game, other than a couple weeks, the Cincinnati game was one game we didn't quite convert a couple opportunities, run and pass, and that'll happen. But, I think we have the type of backs that, and with Ben, the way we have a lot of options. We can go to line scrimmage, go to a run-pass option. So I think it's something we'll continue to get good at. And, again, you have to find ways to stay on the field, and that's a big part of it. In those situations of being able to convert on third and one, or, like you're mentioning, down inside the one-yard line, we have to be able to finish those drives.
How has goal line and short yardage changed since you've been a player? I know in previous years you guys have pulled guards on the one-yard line, and maybe that's something different than when you play. Just what's changed, and what's effective now?
Well, I think a lot of people don't even get in it. I think because it's like, everyone gets big on big, and it gets it's not as easy as you think. Everyone wants to prove they can run it in from a yard out, and usually it's easier to pass it in from a yard out. I think you see a lot of people go into goal line formation and throwing the ball more than they pass it, because the success rate, I think, is much higher throwing it than running it. But, I mean, it's something you're always going to have, because obviously you have to find a way. If you have to get that yard, you don't want to throw it. You have to have ways to get in. And so, obviously, everyone carries their goal line package. But I think you just see less and less of it than when I played. It seemed like you jumped into it. You could be on a three-yard line. You jumped in a goal line. Now it's pretty much a two-yard line or in tighter than you'll jump into that package. So that's changed a little bit, because teams are so much more spread, even in the NFL, that they'll stay spread out and do a run-pass option, or they think the lanes are bigger just to hand it off if you spread them out. So there's advantage to both. So I think most teams are prepared to do either or. But I think you'll have some teams that don't get in goal line all year. And then of other teams that maybe get 10, 12 shots of it. So it just depends on what your philosophy is.
Right.